Hey, it's Dave Clemens. It's time now for the WaterWise Tip of the Week. I got my friend here, Dan Denning. He's the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. This week, we want you to get your house winter ready. And I love how you're doing that 2 months into winter. Didn't we already kind of talk about this a little bit?
Yeah. Well, we're talking, weather-wise, so the past couple of weeks, actually, the start of our winter was almost like spring.
Sure.
Really, yeah, that's sunny true. And warm. It was kind of nice.
I went on a couple of hikes.
Yeah.
I really did.
Oh, man, I enjoyed that extra time outdoors.
That was good.
But, we're starting to see some glints of winter weather now. Last couple of weeks, we had those really low temps. Like, my house was down to like 9 degrees a couple mornings. Sure. So really just, a reminder for folks to, catch up on those tips to get their house prepared and winterized. First and foremost being, make sure that irrigation's off. That seems pretty intuitive, but recently we've responded to a few cases where we've had some rogue irrigation running.
Sure.
And it's iced up the sidewalks pretty bad. I mean, property damage, all those things are real if you're not aware that that's running. So whatever the case may be, if you didn't get to it yet, or it had to get turned on after blowouts for some reason, maybe you had some plumbing work going on and they forgot to turn it back off and blow it out. Double check that. First and foremost, you don't want to create a hazard for your neighbors or property damage for yourself.
Sure.
Right. Second piece there is, insulation. Pretty commonplace. We do this pretty routinely every year, throw in those foundation vents and whatnot. But a lot of times, and even, with these temps we have now, even with too little insulation, we see like meters freeze. We see pipe connections where like PVC goes to copper, pretty common places where you have two different types of material joining. Cracks turn into big leaks, if that freezes and expands. Sure. So a couple helpful things. The styrofoam peanuts you see is packing. Mm-hmm. They sell those already prepackaged for you, or throw them in a plastic shopping bag. Get those in your backflow, which is that big device, the start of your irrigation system.
Sure.
Get them in any of your like home isolation valve tubes or containers. All those places, if it deep freezes, those can cause leaks. The other thing I've seen people do too is go into Home Depot and you can buy that styrofoam insulation board.
Yeah.
And it's pretty slick because you can cut it right to size and fit it in the box if it's a round box or a rectangular box.
Sure.
And all you need is something to create kind of like that warm air gap around those devices, and that'll save you a lot of issues. And then lastly, if you haven't done it yet, if you're a City Bend Water customer, log into your WaterSmart account and set those leak alerts. We sent over 10,000 of them last year.
Wow.
Just as a recent incident that happened this week, someone had a leak that was, 15 gallons an hour, and they were unaware, didn't get the leak alert, and it grew to over 200 gallons an hour. It was like 6,000 gallons a day.
Wow.
And then, we get a frantic call because they find this leak that they weren't aware of. So these leak alerts, they can really save you a lot of trouble. And it goes right to your smartphone if you want. So it's not inconvenient to get. But you got to log in, go to waterwisetips.org and click on the WaterSmart tab, and you can go into your portal and set that leak alert.
10,000 sounds like a lot. I mean, how many, because you guys service the City of Bend. How many people are in Bend now? Like 100,000?
Yes, we've got.
So you're saying like 10%? And that's the ones that actually signed up for it.
Even more. So we've got, the population, and then we've got, 29,000 water accounts? So about a third of those are accounts had a leak last year and got a leak alert notice. So those are leaks that were alerted. We identified 20,000.
Oh, wow.
So, but then we scrub through those and some of them turn out to not be leaks and it's just like an HVAC system or something that runs, right?
Sure.
But we have a system in place that constantly monitors for that, and it can be real responsive and save you a lot of trouble.
Wow. What's the website again?
WaterWiseTips.org.
And that's your WaterWise Tip of the Week with Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. We'll do it again next week.